You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Big show today. First of all, we have the return of Taz in a little bit here. Also another special guest. And then a third special guest. We got Ricky Batts calling in shortly, 15, 20 minutes or so. So stay tuned. He's calling in. He's getting ready to go on tour right now. Got a new album coming out called Freedom. Got plugged in with him through the homie Flip Jackson. So very interested in hearing what he's got to say. We got a new episode dropping tomorrow morning, the Level Up episode. If you missed last week with Bad Decisions Collective, we'll be talking. We talked with them about all sorts of stuff. They're a producer crew out of Boston, more than a crew, really a collective. I met them. They were hosting a bunch of creative sessions, they would call them. They're basically house parties that other creative souls would frequent, and a lot of cool stuff came out of those. They got bigger and bigger. Now they're at Good Life, and they'll be there this Thursday night, so make sure you check that out. But anyway, that podcast drops tomorrow if you want to learn more about them. LFODradio.com. There's 63 other podcasts up right now, so you can check those out too. SoundCloud/LFOD has all the ciphers, our likes and reposts, New England hip hop playlist, everything like that. Instagram, Facebook at LFOD Radio. Twitter, if you start typing LFOD Radio, you'll find us. It's Live Free OD Radio, though. That's all that. You should definitely follow those things if you don't. And if you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. That's where you send your music if it's clean and if you want it to get played. Now, that's what we're about to do right now. We're going to get into a couple submissions here. This first one is from a dude named Graphic Melee. I met him a few weeks ago at a Mass Apparel event, and he reached out. So, going to kind of use him as a teaching moment for what to do when you're sending in music. I get a lot of stuff from, you know, people that have been in the industry for a while, and they represent artists or labels or whatever, so they kind of have it down. But then I get a lot of different things from artists themselves, and different people are at different points in terms of what they're sending out. So a couple quick pointers. He did some of these things. He didn't do other ones. We'll keep that between him and I. But what you want to do when you're sending in these records, first of all, make sure your metadata is correct. So when we pull it up, it's not going to say XYZ01515.mp3. Make sure it's got your artist name, track title. If you can add clean to it, that's fine. If not, that's cool too. Radio, whatever. But make sure we know who you are. Second, less is better. If I don't know you, if it's an introduction and you send me 15 records, we don't have time to listen to 15 records to decide what we want to play. So it's better to shoot like 3, maybe 5 songs that you really rock with, that you want to hear on the radio. You send those over. Then we can, you know, we can listen, figure out what we want. Because if you send 15, we're going to skim them anyway to see which ones we like, listen to them a few more times and play those. So if you send 15, it's just going to be real difficult and you're not going to get the same response. We're not going to get to listen as closely. So just send a few that you're feeling and we'll do that. The final thing is, if you have social media, include your social media info, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, whatever, because when we play these records, we want to be able to let you know. We usually tweet about them, so do that. Otherwise, you're not going to find out we're playing your music, and then, you know, no one wins. Anyway, this is the new one from Graphic Melee. It's a long way of getting to that, but those are definite tips you should keep in mind. Submissions at LFODradio.com if you're an artist and you have your own music. Next week, we've got Shimmy Combs in. He's going to be talking about, he does radio as well, so the more interesting stuff we can play, the better. This is the Graphic Melee. This is 10 Steps Ahead. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
This is all earned. 10 steps ahead. When you warming up, we already in the red. Embedding the MPEG. King size sound, never the twin bed. Sleeping on this duo, you've been misled. True, it's been said that this music hits heads. And every new listen getting through will just spread. The originality, y'all love, and none can mimic. No gimmicks, we just kick it monolithic. Mythic hieroglyphics. Lines are scripted, define scientific. Refine the specific diction I equip with the mind of its own that drip with my depictions. Position still 10 steps beyond. Respond strong, tight like chemical bonds. My monologue leave them gone when I drop bombs. Cracking atoms when I got got this mic device pumped. And we playing chess. Word director, watch me frame a set. And turn the records, mainly spraying text. Does this combination kill it? They probably saying yes. Nevertheless, we endeavor express. Deliver the tracks fresh, we forever finesse. Impress the crowd with no effort or trying some. We bring it full flavor, never come with a diet one. The quiet ones you gotta watch, they got a lot. A skill of talent that we work around the clock. Around the block to different states when we talk. Still got music in a death grip like we Dr. Spock. Plot a lot before my verses drop. Spitting reverse cursing with subversive talk. Take a pull and let the bourbon talk. Cursing under your breath, can't handle what I'm serving y'all. Usain Bolt did the track me. 10 steps ahead of y'all, laughing on the backbeat. Audio acrobatics from the verbal athlete. Even with the same outfit, you couldn't match me. Bringing more stress than a test at a free clinic. With the pressure I could pump into 3 minutes. Let my vocals run even if the beat ended. While the rest play catch up cause they only at the beginning. We winning, keep grinning. Cause we only bringing more of this until we finish. Let me tell them where we be. Graphic Antics 2016 to infinity. Where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. Where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. Yeah, where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. Yeah, where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. Where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. Yeah, where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. Yeah, where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. Where we at? 10 steps ahead of them. 10 steps ahead of them. Yo, 10 steps ahead of them. 10 steps ahead of them. Yeah, we 10 steps ahead of them. Yo, we 10 steps ahead of them. Where we at? We 10 steps ahead of them. Yo, we 10 steps ahead of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 steps ahead of them. Still 10 steps ahead of them. Yo, 10 steps ahead of them. 10 steps ahead of them. We out.
Better.
Yeah, just left the weed spot with the homie MVP Dot. He got bruised, we ready to give the beat speed knots and make it bleed lots. The track's hemorrhaging, results raise the fees that M and Axe leveraging. Veteran varsity letterman, pardon our ferocity's velocity, but y'all the ones that let us in. Now you needed medicine, you reaching for your Percocets. Persons getting whiplash from the way we work a set. This that new LX, think of who to tell next. Show them something, get it bumping out they new Janelle X. This is a global hip-hop connection. Our vocals get props in sections of the world you never been to. Finland, France, Brazil, Japan, and Hungary. Feel like every day I wake up in a new country, but it's all fun to me. Plus I'm still hungry. Fly styles got the honeys jumping out they dungarees. It's go time, so why wait? Migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. Migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state. Migrate. Worldwide biz on my plate. Migrate. It's go time, so why wait? Migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. Migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state. We migrate. Back home on the red eye late. Migrate.
Packed the suitcase, flew to a new place. Strolling, crowd hype, tripping like a shoelace. Another show. Globetrotter run the globe. Merch bag come with clothes. Now I got 100 sold. Migrate from my state to your town. Annihilate and gyrate the floor now. Tried to tell them though my flow is not that mellow. Yo, like playing on a cello slow. My aim is on the pedal. Go. You bro credible and flow incredible. Bozos, foes, bows, but they're frozen edible. We get the per diem, champagne first greeting. My man's first seated and he don't spit verse neither. He's with the verse heater, the first to burst speakers. Dispersed to murk divas, walk earth with thirst. Eager to make the presence felt to all the peasants knelt. Dark said he was sick, they shouldn't have let him out.
It's go time, so why wait? Migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. Migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state. Migrate. Worldwide biz on my plate. Migrate. It's go time, so why wait? Migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. Migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state. We migrate. Back home on the red eye late. Migrate.
doctors, they don't believe he's coming again.
Static selector.
Like we always do at this time, I came to shine, I came for mine. This is Slaughterhouse showing off in its prime. I came to shine, I came for mine. This is, it's crooked, it's crooked. Static selector.
I hear voices saying that's King Crooked.
East to West Coast.
I hear voices saying that's King Crooked.
Here we go.
Haters say I'm getting shady money. Now they whisper about how the f*** to take it from me. I keep the craziest pistol. Bullets will come at you like Patriot missiles. I'm Tom Brady money, homie. But on the real though, be trying to chill though. Still acting dildo, digging their own hole. I'd rather slide in a place with a chick who got a murder case between her thighs and her waist. I ask, you can kill folk? Oh, that's just my Fairfax chick. Hit her on some bareback sh** on an air mattress. Hit my Air Maxes and gold chain, cold thing. It ain't no love, man. This a f**k affair, that's it, baby. Back to my cop, I kill them, they push up daffodils. My homies in traffic and asking me if I'm rapping still. Before I had a deal, I was boxed up in that coupe like a Happy Meal. Trying to touch a half a meal, rest in peace, half a meal. This shit is so real to me. You ain't ill to me. Unless you mention Pac, Nas, L, and M to me. Or Big on Juicy, shout out M to me. Man, I wrote down my goals cause I gotta reach them. Yeah. Then I wrote down 20 different ways that I could achieve them. And after I did that, everything just became clearer. Grabbed a Sharpie marker and wrote, I'm unstoppable on my mirror. You hear me? I hear voices saying that's King Crooked. I hear voices saying,
like we always do it this time. I came to shine, I came for mine. This is Slaughterhouse showing off in its prime. I came to shine, I came for mine. This is, it's crooked.
This is really a love story. Cause on the low, most of my haters got love for me. They know I stay with the guns, Peter and his son Corey. Plus I hang around intelligent hoodlums like a young Nori. But back to my haters, how could they ever disregard me doing it this large? I took it from bridge cards, EBT snap to blowing cigars, smoke off the balconies of Maui. Y'all got it out for me, but undoubtedly know that sh- But still you wanna disrespect. Okay, still I'm gon' get the check. Put it in the safe house. This durag music with the cape out. I rap over your head, and plus I'm on your neck. Yes, Lord, scratch the Bentley off my vision board. Law of attraction, I simply cut out a picture for it. Then I park the Anage right in my garage. I'm winning against all odds.
Like we always do it this time. I came to shine, I came for mine. This is Slaughterhouse showing off in its prime. I came to shine, I came for mine. It's crooked.
I hear voices saying that's King Crooked. I hear voices saying that's King Crooked.
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. What's happening?
What's going on, guys? Did you miss me?
Everyone missed you so much.
Yeah,
I really believe that.
I don't believe that because I didn't get any followers. I didn't get any at Tasmania, you're the best. I didn't get any of those.
This was not the come up you were hoping for?
Wow. It was slightly not.
But can you guys please follow Taz?
Please, you know, say what up. I'm friendly for the most part, unless I'm hungry. But seriously, say shout out, share things with me. Yeah,
you're here to be the soft side of the show, you know, solving things up. I'll be the mean one. You can be the good cop.
Actually, that works because I think that's it in real life, you and I.
Yeah. I'm a really gentle soul. That's what people tell me.
Yikes.
That's not true. Anyway, that was the new Static King, which is off the album with Static Selecta and Crooked Eye. I hear voices. Check that out. There's bars all over it. Fellow Slaughterhouse member Royce the 5'9 has a new record coming soon. Trust the Shooter mixtape is out. Bars. And before that, we had the new Acrobatic and M.Dot. Shout out to M.Dot, friend of the podcast. You can hear his at lfodradio.com. Do you know M.Dot?
Not familiar with him.
Well, he will introduce him. You should meet M.Dot. He's a good guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good stories. M.Dot's a legend. And before that, we had Graphic Melee We got that submissions at lfodradio.com, which is where everyone should be sending their clean records. And like I said, make sure you keep your social media in there so I can tag you and you know we're playing it, all that good stuff. We got Ricky Batts calling in shortly. You watch that video?
I watched half of it, but I was at work, so... But the beginning, that song was kind of, it was pretty truth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like flame emoji type.
Flame emojis. Yeah. Well, we don't want you getting in trouble.
Oh. So. But no, it's a pretty little joint.
Yeah, it's good. Ricky's, I'm excited to talk to him, see what he's got going on. We're going to, maybe we'll play that song. He should be calling within the next 10 minutes. So play that, have him call in. We might have another guest coming in as well. We will see.
Ooh la la.
Lots of surprises. Lots of surprises. I like the black and white today. Did you match our colors on purpose?
Did not even notice that, to be
really?
Honest.
It's good though.
Thank you.
If you guys want to see what's going on here at LFOD Radio on Instagram.
Don't, guys, listen, he sucks at taking photos.
All right, the phone is ringing right now, so let's see who this is. This might be Ricky, actually. You're on the air.
Yo, what up?
What's happening, Ricky?
What's up?
What's good, man? What's going on, man? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm Gucci. Everything Gucci over here, man.
What's up? We were just talking about the new video.
Which one?
On My Block.
Oh, that's... I'm like... 3 videos ahead of that right now.
Oh man, you're too fast.
Yeah, on My Block with my homie. That's my homie Mano.
Yeah. We actually got plugged in with you through Flip Jackson.
Man.
He's heavy out here in Boston.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's my Gotham City in-house producer right there.
Oh really? I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, he's my in-house producer.
You got a good one.
Yeah, I know that, man. You know, I'm blessed to have him on my team, you know?
Right. So, we'll talk about that record real quick. It seems like it's getting a great response so far.
Yeah, that record actually is big right now. It's on BET, BET Jams, Music Choice, VH1, MTV, It made it to a lot of places, you know what I'm saying? Fortunate, you know, big radio stations in New York, they was putting it on heavy rotation, you know, and it's still coming. It's on my EP, on my Freedom EP.
Which is coming out soon, right?
Yeah, it's coming out April 28th.
I like that. This is Live Free or Die Radio, so we definitely rock with the Freedom theme all the way.
Yeah, man. Freedom, you know, freedom is what you... It's what you make it. It don't have to necessarily mean that, you know, you're free from bars or, you know, or jail, prison. You know, it's more of what you feel captivated in. You know what I'm saying? It could be debt. It could be relationship. It could be, you know, it's generalized.
It's mental in some ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, me being a person that did 17 years incarcerated, I was incarcerated for 17 years. So, you know, I've been home. For now going on 18 months, you know, and I accomplished so much. And so I figure, you know, that the name of the title, which came up from my manager, Raul, naming it Freedom. So I was like, hold on, that sounds good for an EP.
Right.
So I just took it and we ran with it. You know?
Did you say 17 years?
Yeah, I did 17. It sentenced me to 21. I did 17.
Jeez, man. Well, welcome back.
Thank you, you didn't waste any time
once you got out of there.
Nah, literally, the first month home, that when I came home, I started doing shows a month later.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I recorded, in the first 6 months, I recorded like 100 songs.
Jeez.
Me being home. Yep.
So you got that work ethic, for sure. Not taking
it. I keep hearing that, you know. <It's>, But, you know, you have to go out and get it because it's not going to come to you.
That's a fact. So, how did you end up in Massachusetts? Because you're from the Bronx, right?
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx. So what it is, that's how I got 17 years. Because I came out here, and when I came out here to Massachusetts, I was on my grinding, and I got caught up situation, and they gave me all a bunch of years. So I recently came home, and, you know, I'm still on parole out in Massachusetts, but I'm back and forth between New York and Mass. So, you know, I'm knocking that out. I get off parole in like 2.5 weeks.
And then it's, then you're out of here.
Yeah, I'm going on a tour.
That's what's up. You hitting, so where's the tour headed? Is it all over?
It's headed all over, man. Yeah, it's headed all over from Cali to Miami to New Mexico to Denver. Yeah, to Denver to Arizona, all over the place.
You didn't. You really aren't playing any games, man. National tour immediately.
Yeah, less than 2 years, yeah. National tour.
That's wild.
At least he's consistent, because I feel like, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to be consistent, especially when they're trying to, you know, do the music from, you know, out of Boston or whatever the case is. Consistency is definitely a key. So, yeah. I mean, hey.
See, a lot of people are not consistent. A lot of people don't invest in themselves. You know, and it's like, you know, you want this, but you're not trying to put out and sacrifice to get what you want.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So as soon as you start investing in yourself and believing in yourself, you know, things could happen.
That's true. We had a dude on here.
You know, and you need supporters too. Like, you know, like my fiance, you know, she's my number one supporter, and she helped me through thick and thin. She helped me down through my incarceration and everything. You know what I'm saying? So you need that backbone to also keep you up, you know?
Absolutely. It's not, life is not a one-man journey, that's for sure.
Absolutely it isn't.
So, what can we expect on this Freedom album? We've heard on my block, have you leaked anything else off that, or is it all going to be under wraps till it drops?
No, actually, it's for pre-order right now.
Okay.
It's on Amazon.com. You can pre-order it and listen to a 30-second snippet of each track that's on there. It's a diverse EP. You know, it's none of this, you know, nonsense that ain't making no sense type of music. I got stuff for the ladies. I got stuff for the strip clubs. I got stuff for the streets. I got stuff for the consciousness. It's just all around.
Right.
You know? And it's good music. I got producers from my son, which is, he's 20 years old, and he did this record called Steffi Santiago. It's retarded. And then I got Flip Jackson. Then I got Dezu from D Block, my people's in D Block, and a few other producers that are on as well.
That's what's up. So you seem like, so you got Freedom coming. It's on Amazon. People can find it all at, you got RickyBats.com, right?
Yeah, RickyBats.com. You can get my mixtapes on there, songs that I had dropped. They all on there.
And that's
videos, ton of videos. I got. Like 15 videos, professional videos under my belt right now, and I got like 3 more coming out.
You do work. You definitely do work, man. Videos aren't easy either. People think it's all fun and games, but they take a while.
No, they actually do. I mean, my last batch of videos, I shot 4 videos in 3 days.
Never mind.
Yeah, I shot 4 videos in 3 days, and I shot one other time I shot 3 videos in 1 day.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
How much coffee do you drink?
Where do you find the time?
Oh man, it's something that you want. When it's something that you want, is you're gonna make time for it.
That's true. That's definitely true.
You know, when you got that female you see that you first bad, then you like damn, I want that. So now she's gonna put you through hoops and to get it. So you're gonna keep trying to get it. You're gonna just do whatever she says.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing with the music for me.
That's you know? That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, man. And I just recently linked up with doing heroin addiction benefit in New Hampshire. Sean McAlonis is running for New Hampshire Executive Council.
Okay.
And the name of the organization is called Project Hope. Hope.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about Project Hope.
Yeah. So they reached out to me, and he was really intrigued with my lifestyle, or, you know, how I turn myself around. And I did a record for them called, it's a freestyle called Lose Your Life. And it went viral. It's going viral right now. I know people are hitting it up everywhere. So I don't know if my manager has sent it to you.
Oh, we're going to play that. We have that. We got. He sent me like 50 songs. We had to sift through them. We're going to play a couple for sure, though. He's good.
Right, right.
He's good. You got a good one.
Yeah, I know that.
He knows.
You know what I'm saying? He has a lot of work, because I'm not an easy person to work with. I know what I want and when I want and how I want it to be done. So if you don't, you know, if it's something I feel like it's not going right, I'm gonna speak about it, and I know I could be a thorn in the behind once in a while, you know.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear on that, man. So can I ask, how did you get the name Ricky Batts?
Ricky Batts. Ricky's my real name, my government name. And Batts is actually an acronym for Born a True Spitter.
Oh, word.
Born a True Spitter. So you've known you're going to do music for quite a while.
Yeah, I've been doing it since I was 12, man.
Oh, wow.
I've been doing it since I was 12. I just got caught up in the streets when I was a youngster. You know what I'm saying? And now I've been incarcerated, you know, since I was 17 years old. I got incarcerated. I came home at 34 years old.
Jeez, dude.
So what you got to say or say to the kids that might be going, you know, through like similar situations so that they won't get caught up? You know what I mean? Like,
what
would you say to them?
Talk to somebody. When you're going through some issues or something like that where, you know, you need help, don't be ashamed to ask for help, because, you know, you never know who can help you out with your situation. And it's never over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I done been through a lot of things, from seeing my friend get killed right in front of me to me getting shot at 15 years old.
Wow.
And from doing 21 years in prison. You know, to coming home and turning my life around is a whole different, you know, is a whole different lifestyle. You know, and I feel appreciated, you know, to be able to live this life, you know?
That's true.
Right, and you're definitely right about not being ashamed and reaching out to people, because you really don't know, you know, pride can get in the way of a lot of good things sometimes.
Yes, it can, and it has for me for so many years, until I realized, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, what you got to prove? Like, it's not that serious. You know, if you talk to somebody, then your problems would be eased, you know?
Right on. Do you talk to the music a lot? Is that how you, is writing therapeutic for you?
Yeah, I talk to my music because, you know, it's like, you know, the pain and the struggle that I endured as a kid, as a young man, you know, I really had nobody to talk to like that. So I went through my music with it. You know, I expressed through my music. So now everybody gets to understand what's going on in my life. You know, there's no filter with me.
Sweet.
And like I talk about my real life, like my mother was hooked on heroin and crack cocaine and all of that. But now she's doing better. You know, she's good. She's been on drugs for almost, you know, 2 decades.
Very glad to hear that.
Yeah, man. I grew up around that. So when that record that Lose Your Life, I mentioned something about it in there, you know? So no, I just basically express my life through my music.
That's good. That's the way it should be, man. Got to keep it authentic. So we're going to play this record. You got the album coming out. You have a tour. They can find everything, rickybatts.com. Is Twitter what you, what do you, where do you want to connect with people?
Everything is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Everything is Ricky Batts. So if you go to Twitter, it's Ricky_Batts. With an S, not with a Z. Born a True Spitter. So, you know, people always try to, they mix it up with the Z.
Right.
But it's Ricky Batts with an S. And Instagram is Ricky Batts. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Ricky Batts 80s on Snapchat. And, you know, is my social media, my handles are all the same.
That's good, you know, man.
You know, that's what's up, though, man. I want to give a couple shout-outs to Paul Botter. You know, he is a firm believer of my movement, And he's, you know, he's a real good person in New Hampshire. In the Candle Lounge dive bar. My shout out to my manager, Raul Big Rock. You know, Sam Flip Jackson, my D Block fellas, Gotham City boys. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
And I appreciate y'all for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. When is there a Project Hope? Is that a show coming up or are you just doing the song with them?
Actually, that's on the 17th. That's April 17th for meet and greet in New Hampshire, at Concord, New Hampshire. And then I'm performing on April 22nd in New Hampshire as well.
That's what's up. Well, we might see you up there then because we're originally from New Hampshire, so we do a lot of stuff up there, so we might be up at that. So looking forward to meeting you.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great, man. I'm going to have my guys out, my Gotham City boys, you know what I'm saying, my team, because I actually have a Gotham City boy project that I'm releasing as well.
I'm not surprised, man. I am not surprised. You got enough songs for the next couple of years, I think.
Yeah, I do. I actually got over like 200-some songs recorded.
Jeez, dude.
Man, in under 2 years, you know, but I ain't tooting my own horn. I just, you know, now that I got my own studio with my, you know, I got my own studio, I'm always recording. Every day I'm recording at least 2 songs.
That's what's up. And you get what it is. It's a job. It's not all fun and games. You got work to do.
Yeah, nah, it is a job. It's exhausting. It could be strenuous on a relationship as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Taz is shaking her head. She can tell. I think you'd stress her out if she was dating you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very strenuous. Like, you know, you get fans and groupies and staying out late and traveling and you know, I just gotta, you know, I got a little son. He's about to be 10 months. So during that process of the pregnancy and all that, that's when my career was starting to pick up. And it caused a little differences between in the relationship, you know, but the key is just staying strong and getting through it.
Right.
You know, I mean, knowing what's important.
Thank you. Thank you. I actually really appreciate that because I feel like a lot of artists, at least when on the come up, I get that it gets hard, but I feel like most of them don't think that they can do both. Like they cannot have a relationship and pursue music. At least that's what they say. But I think that, you know, when it comes to like loving something and loving a person, I feel like you can definitely make time because you don't have to split your time when it comes to like loving someone and loving music. I feel like they should just be one. But I appreciate you saying that.
It is hard though because, you know, it's music is like, you know, a female. You have to cater. You have to show a lot of attention to music and you have to work on your craft. You got to make love to it. You got to constantly be there and show attention to it, and as well as a relationship with a human being.
Yes,
you know, it's the same thing. So you have to balance your attention. You know, and it's hard. But I'll make it work though. You know, I'll make it work. I just released a video called "I Ain't With That." It's funny that you said that because it's basically a guy that's hustling and grinding, you know, trying to get this money, but he's also in a relationship and a conflicting between the two, you know?
We're going to check that out. I ain't with that.
I ain't with that.
I ain't with that. Yeah. All right, Ricky, well, we're going to play this Lose Your Life. We're going to play a couple more, and we'll make sure to share that stuff when we come across it online, make sure people know where to find you and when the shows are and all that, and I look forward to hearing Freedom. So definitely have Ra keep in touch, and we'll talk maybe later on once the tour's underway.
All right, thank you. No problem, man. I'm trying to you can holler at Big Ra to see I come through. I can make an appearance, you know what I'm saying, on my way down on the tour.
Okay.
So I can stop through, you know, and I can get there at the station.
He's got my info, so we'll be talking for sure, man.
All right, thank you. I appreciate y'all.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too. You're welcome.
Later.
Later. Bye.
All right, that was Ricky Batts. We're going to play his new one, Lose Your Life. Project Hope is a pretty good program they got going on up in New Hampshire. He'll be up there April 17th. I think he said meet and greet, and the 20th he's got a performance. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, Ricky Batts. This is Lose Your Life. We're going to play On My Block after that. Shout out to Flip Jackson. Trying to get his stock up. He's a good kid. All right, this is Ricky Batts. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Okay. The streets is flooded with this heroin, man. We have to come together as a people to overcome this epidemic. We have to help our family and friends fight through this. Because without our help, they won't be able to get through it.
Together, we ride together, we die together. Yeah. And help each other to get inside of a stormy weather. Right. There's too much casualties, overdosing on heroin. Let misery be your medicine, it'll get you through anything. We live together, we ride together, we die together. And help each other to get us out of a stormy weather. There's too much casualties, overdosing on heroin. Let music be your medicine, it'll get you through anything.
Since a youngin', I saw my mother go through it. So I promised to myself I'ma make it out through this music. Yep. An epidemic is happening all around me. Had a dream, I overdosed from a needle, that's how they found me. Damn, that's what I saw when I was growing up. Grown men nodding in front of kids when I rode the bus. Yeah, true story, no lies. When you fall, get back up and give another try. I made it to a level I never thought I would make it. I was dancing with the devil, my life, I thought he would take it. No, determination's what I taught myself. And never be ashamed to go ask somebody for help. Yeah, pitch your ego to the side. It'll make you less of a man if you swallow your pride. It just helps you with the trials and tribulations of addiction. Look at me and help you with a 20-year conviction.
Back. We live together, we ride together, we die together. Yeah. And help each other to get us out of a stormy weather. There's too much casualties, overdosing on heroin. Let music be your medicine, it'll get you through anything. We live together, we ride together, we die together. And help each other to get us out of a stormy weather. There's too much casualties, overdosing on heroin. Let music be your medicine, it'll get you through anything.
Bodies drop is like they fell from the sky, from getting too high, cause everybody feel they could fly. Lost souls at a crossroad, caught up in that demeanor. Had your life cut short and that dope is a meat cleaver. Believe it, I seen my mother box the devil down. He won a few rounds, she beat him and living better now. I seen it firsthand, can't tell me it ain't possible. Made it out the hospital, overcome any obstacle. Yeah, I see the victims getting younger. Babies having babies and kids are dying of hunger. Wow, an epidemic is an understatement. It's a reality every hood is just faced with. It's funny how we complacent across the nation. Young lives getting taken, that should be our motivation.
You already know, man. We gotta come together for this one.
We live together, we ride together, we die together. Yeah. And help each other to get us out of a stormy weather. There's too much casualties, overdosing on heroin. Let music be your medicine, it'll get you through anything. We live together, we ride together, we die together. And help each other to get us out of a stormy weather. There's too much casualties, overdosing on heroin. Let music be your medicine, it'll get you through anything.
Lunch, bet the whole hood's dead. Can't scheming, fiends leaning. Have to the methadone clinic with Mom Duke fiending. Building lobbies, rhymers, ciphers. Thugs wanna be rappers, trapped on Rikers. Big things, flat screens, big schemes, mad dreams. That's on my block, that's why I got big dreams. Gunshots, gunshots, goat tops, black tops, green tops, red tops, on my block. Reeboks, uptowns, ballers, rebound, jump shots, smoke spots, on my block. Gunshots, gunshots, goat tops, black tops, mo feds, mo whips, on my block. Three dice, we back, yeah. Your life, up, in depth, your stretch, yeah. On my block.
Gun blow, body drop, shells getting picked up. Real new, live new. One stack, two stack, throw them in a strip club. Next, let me get my d***s up. The KOB, I'm the leader of the blacktop. Them boys listen to the king and they grab clocks. Boys get stuck like a arrow shot. Put money on his head like a flat top. Just a key away from my life sentence. Fuck around at night, get your life in it. Stick a chest out, get a knife in it. Acting like a player, get your wife finished. Yeah, what you wanna do? Come through in an all-black Maserati coupe. Hop out, style out in them Louis Vuitton boots. For them birds, one word, and my killers gon' shoot.
Gunshots, gunshots, goat tops, black tops, green tops, red tops, on my block. Reeboks, uptowns, ballers, rebound, jump shots, smoke spots, on my block. Gunshots, gunshots, goat tops, black tops, mo feds, mo whips, on my block. Three dice, we bet, your life in debt, your stretch, on my block.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
We are back, Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we have the lovely Tasmania.
Hi, guys.
Who's chewing gum on the air? We're gonna learn how to do this slowly but surely.
Sorry.
No, it's good radio.
So, guys, I just want, well, for my ladies, I should say, that might be dating an artist, a musician, a painter, anyone. I think today, my word of the day is, every time I'm on air, I'm going to just give you guys a word of the day. But today's word is reassurance, okay? Snap, snap, if you hear me. Okay, someone in the room hears me.
There you go.
But basically, I feel like men or, you know, women, whoever that you're dating, if they're doing something else, you know, for the music or whatever, it's like it's hard for them to send a text or, you know, like a call to just say, you know, how was your day? You know, I know I'm busy and you might feel like I'm not loving you the way I do, but I am. And here's your text or here's your call or here's some flowers. I feel like reassurance goes a long way, especially for me, because I feel like I sometimes need way too much, you know, and I find myself sometimes telling myself to chill out. But yeah, just send a text, you know, fellas, send a text, send a call, send some flowers, send some edible arrangements. Just make us feel like we matter, you know, because we're holding it down. And it just, that makes us smile and feel good. And, you know that you guys love us. Please, reassurance.
Reassurance,
yes.
Daily.
Daily, maybe
hourly. Do you
like
the good morning text?
Yes. Actually, not so much, but throughout the day text, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I smell you, something, you know?
I smell you?
Yeah, your scent is on my pillow, something.
The weight of her heart. Yeah, I'm more of like a mid-morning. Good morning's a little too much. It's like, let me breathe a little.
Oh my
God. I need a cup or two of coffee.
Wow. Yes.
No, I've gotten morning texts are nice, I guess. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Depends when they start coming. It's tough. Like, you can't do it right away. It's too crazy.
I am done. What is right away? Like 7?
No, I mean, like, right away when you meet somebody. I've, like, gotten, like, morning texts, like, a week later, and that's a little too much. I get a little...
I mean, your juice is probably immaculate, you know? Oh, I mean, like, your game, not your... Yeah, sorry.
No, we're going to take that drop. We're gonna cut that. This is my new drop. It is. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
LFOD Radio. So, Taz, you did some work today. You got a lot of submissions single-handedly.
Yes. Rub hands like Birdman. Okay.
I'm just recording everything you say.
But yes, do you want to?
Well, so let's talk about, so 7:50, we have 10 minutes. Do you want to play one from both artists?
Yeah, actually do that. But I will say that these two artists, I feel like I've been watching them like blossom, you know? Like I feel like when Instagram first started popping off and I didn't know what I was doing, these were like two people that I'd followed. And to see them really come into their own, into their element and like grow, it's just so like it's inspiring. So,
So you met both these guys on Instagram?
Actually, yes. And I've only met one in person, you know, because the other one is a flake. So
you're gonna say which one or not?
No, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, we're getting a little too gossipy. LFOD is not a gossip site. So one of them's flaky, the other one said what's up.
Yeah,
both of them sent us music.
They're both amazing.
That's what's up. So first of all, we're talking about, we got this G.O.D. right?
Yes.
Have you met him?
Anyways.
Oh, it's him. He's out. So you sent me a few records from him. I think we're going to play this one because this is kind of my theme song.
Mind your business.
Yeah. Because this is the problem. This is why I'm undateable. I don't want to talk about my business.
True.
At all. Well, I do. I'm getting better at it. But when I do, you know, it's for the music. You know, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. So this is sort of my jam right here.
There's some flames, so...
You couldn't date a rapper. I don't think you could do it.
You don't know what I can do.
I don't. You're right. We'll find out. All right, Live Free or Die Radio. This is Mind Your Business, G.O.D. He's from Boston, right?
Yes.
Do you know where in Boston?
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get it wrong. I was going to say Randolph, but I don't.
Okay. G.O.D. though. Check it out. This is Mind Your Business. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Heard G.O. doing this. Heard G.O. doing that. Mind Your Business. Damn. Mind Your Business. Mind Your Business. My business, business. Home, sucking down on me. My business, my bed, my bed. All y'all haters sucking down. My business, my business, my business. Don't worry about me. My business. Heard you ain't get no money. Heard you ain't got no. Heard that you one bros bill. I heard that you always on the road. I heard that you ditched your bros. Heard you ain't in the hood no more. I heard that you started selling coke. I heard you moved to the West Coast. I heard you left your old thing for a snoo. Got his people spreading rumors about me, cause I'm making moves without him. Like the white boy said, you can come run my thing. But I ain't had time to end, and I ain't got time to dig. So mind your business. Mind your business. Don't worry about me. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Home, sucking down on me. Mind your business. Mind your bed. Mind your bed. All y'all haters sucking down. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Don't worry about me. Mind your business. Don't worry who I sign to and who I be getting with. Either way, just knowing the just getting rich. Mind your business, well, just mind your business. Mind your business,
is my own business. Chillin', finessin' is all that we does know. We had the patience to get a job, get money, and pay that shit back to school. My own business, but we buy our business. It's my own business, but we buy our business.
My own business. My own business. Don't worry about me. My own business. My own business. My own business. Home sucking down on me. My own business. My own business. My own business. Talking down my business, my business, my business. Don't worry about me, my business.
Worry about yourself. GOD, mind your business. LFOD Radio. We try to mind our business. We gotta ask some questions though. Otherwise, the interviews would be garbage.
True.
That happens sometimes. Artists like don't want it. We usually get pretty good interviews, but it's always surprising when you see people and like they just want to do the yes or no answer thing.
Oh my God.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, you can do that, but what's the point, you know?
Try. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's the first contribution from Miss Mania. I have to announce a few things before we do the next one. First of all, Thursday night, Level Up. Bad Decisions Collective. If you do not know who they are, LFODradio.com tomorrow morning. New podcast is dropping. The boys were in last week. It was lit. It was fun. We had a good time. You should check that out. It'll be up tomorrow morning. Then you should come to Good Life on Thursday night.
Yes.
And party. They said, you know, you can do the networking thing, but they're going to turn up the music so loud that you won't be able to talk. So... don't come trying to like talk to people. It's about dancing. And there's also a good music showcase going on in Quincy. Shout out to DJ Alcide, trying to head down that. So we'll be in two places on Thursday. Crazy.
Wow.
Radio life. But you should pick one of those and go to it. If you're in Quincy, go to Good Music. If you are near the city, go to Level Up.
And please like say hi if you see me. If you see us. People probably approach you.
It's starting to happen.
Okay. But
the,
yes.
The beard is... what happens is once they notice me too much, I shave the beard.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I'm back incognito for like 6 months.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, there's a real P and OFATs are convinced I'm like constantly on the run for bodies. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But... anyway, yeah, please approach us. We're going to get Taz popping on social media. You'll know what she looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I can post a good photo, that is. And, yeah, come say what up. We'll be out there. Good life. Level Up. Round 3. Artists, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us some tunes so we can play them. Please. SoundCloud is also fire. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. We got reposts. Check the likes playlist. New England Hip Hop playlist. We only have an hour, so we can't play everything. And just reach out in general because we are definitely looking to build. Now, with that being said, final song of the night. Tell us something about this, please.
So the song's called Threat. It's by Maystar. It was produced by Seventh Wonder. This will be released in, I believe, later this month, right?
Okay.
Yes. So,
I don't know.
Yes, it'll be released later this month. And if you guys want any more info or snippet, if you really decide that, you know, this is a dope joint, you guys can follow him at The Maystar on Twitter.
It's actually not that anymore.
Oh, he changed it? Oh, it's
like Box on My Head.
Okay, Box on My Head, spelled properly, on Twitter. For any more updates, this song is amazing. Like, I will be drinking Fireball all summer to this song. So
we got to get you on something better than Fireball, but we will definitely be hearing this song all summer. This one's going to go. It's got legs. I can definitely tell you that.
Yeah, it's a really dope track.
So check it out. Shout out to Maystar. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. with Shimmy Combs. And as always, LFODradio.com.
Yeah.
A diamond has nothing on the way that you be shining to me.